Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Podcast starts now.
Okay, how's it going?
Oh, medium. How are you?
Yeah, I would say medium to bad.
Oh, medium to bad. My least favorite flavors, but yeah, something like, I'm eating.
You know, you want to get either bad or medium. I guess you could argue that it is bad.
things are bad. Things are worse than bad.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so as you probably already guessed by the timestamp. What's the word? By the length of this episode, it's not a normal episode. We normally record on Fridays, and this past week we were working around our schedules and ended up recording much earlier. And we recorded an episode with our friend Bowen Yang, and we were very excited to release it. But then, things took a turn generally, and it just felt very tone deaf and silly to release. And you'll when you see how completely inane the topic of the episode is, you'll understand how truly, I mean, this was not the time for it.
It would have been insane to put out an episode right now. So we have decided not to put it out this week, and we'll put it out probably next week.
Probably next week, yeah. By the way, I feel like I implied that the topic was something offensive. It literally is the least offensive possible thing it could be.
It's actually something quite calming to many people.
It's truly like the most apolitical possible topic.
but that will all be revealed when it's out.
And yeah, is this incredibly interesting? Is this, wow, imagine not releasing an episode, and instead, you know, we could have released something that at least would have provided some comic relief, but instead we're kind of just talking in circles and not even making jokes or saying anything politically important or apt.
No, we're not doing that.
Interesting choice on our part, I would say.
Yeah, this is beyond post-podcast. This is pre something that we're not really sure what it is. So I guess if you're actually obsessed with this podcast, sorry. And if you're not, then go off and I'm sorry. In the meantime, like, donate to, we're gonna put some,
yeah, we'll put some, we'll stuff, put some places to donate in the episode description. We'll kind of go through and both recommend some stuff. It feels very trite to say anything political in a filler episode of a podcast called Stradio Lab. Hopefully yeah. everyone listening to this is on the same page.
Yes. But if not, you know, it never hurts to say Black Lives Matter, defund the police, and what else?
Yeah, happy Pride. Pride was a riot against police brutality. So, you know. So
don't forget it.
Don't forget that. And if you're a white gay, then maybe step it up and do some reading and donate to some places that aren't the HRC.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Great. Well,
did we do it?
We really, really did.
I mean,
truly, I've never felt more useless in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Well, that's cool. I feel, really yeah, I feel, what's the word? It's not, I feel bad. That's what I feel. I feel bad.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely still bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we have at least remained where we were at the start of this.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you know what? If any cops are listening, please quit.
Just quit. There's lots of jobs. You know where you should
work in IT.
If you're a cop and you're listening to this, literally just email Lorne Michaels. I bet he's looking for like an oafy white guy.
Yeah, and he has really good politics, so he will absolutely kind of help move the situation along if you reach out.
Just reach out.
I don't know if you're out there. I mean, I hope people are protesting. If you are protesting, please stay safe. I can literally like hear police sirens from my apartment right now. It's like late. People are we're recording now on the first night that it's evening now, and it's the first night that there is a state mandated curfew, which is very fun. Just earlier today, I watched Trump's speech, and then literally 5 minutes later, after he called for the military to invade cities, every one of my Park Slope neighbors, because it was like his speech was over at like 6:55, and then at 7 p.m., people, as though nothing happened, came out and started banging on pots and pans.
Whoa.
It was a very jarring experience, I have to say. It really put everything in a weird light, yeah.
If you're still listening to this,
if you're still listening, truly, I mean, you are in it to win it.
Yeah, you're obsessed, and it's a problem.
Please, honestly, if I could just recommend one thing, please turn this off right now and go do something better with your time.
I think we got our point. I think we got our point across for the most part.
I agree. Should we literally press stop right now and then kind of think about what we just did?
Yes, podcast ending now.
Okay, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye, Mix Emma, Black Lives Matter, Defund the Police.
And truly, stay safe out there.
Stay safe. And yeah, all cops are bastards. Goodbye.
Bye.